Good afternoon, Dr. Scantig. Today, a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Mary McKnight. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/14/23, Mrs. McKnight performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction and no response to bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/17/16, there's been no change, period, in a paragraph impression, normal study. Next. 6-minute walk test on Catherine with a C, Mossholder, M-O-S-S-H-O-L-D-E-R. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma, F-N-P. On 2/14/23, Mrs. Mossholder performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 412 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 89%, period, in a paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance with insignificant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Teresa Ambroselli. On 2/14/23, Mrs. Ambroselli performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, the room air saturation was 98%, period. At 4 minutes and 19 seconds, the patient dropped transiently to 87%, and she resumed her walk at 5 minutes and 6 seconds and ended at 93% saturation, period. She walked 343 meters, period, of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Audrey Hickson. This goes to Heather Marrow, comma, PA. On 2/14/23, Mrs. Hickson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, room air saturation was 92%, period. Patient achieved 109 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation was 92% at the end of the walk, period. Intermittently, she needed to stop due to being weak and winded. However, her saturations were above 92%. Period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder. On 2/14/23, Mrs. Watson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 93%, period. At 2 minutes and 38 seconds, she dropped to 87%, was transiently given oxygen of 2 liters, period. She finished the test, achieving 150 meters with a saturation of 88%, period. Impairment first, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Mulcahy. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 2/14/23, Mr. Mulcahy performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient achieved 375 meters in 6 minutes. At the end of the test, his saturation was 90%, period. Transiently, he dropped to 87% at 4 minutes and 4 seconds, but spontaneously normalized, period, of paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Pam Stalls. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 2/14/23, Mrs. Stalls performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/29/22, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression. Moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Donald Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 2/14/23. Mr. Kelly performed his 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94%, period. After walking 405 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 94%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.